Yo, what up, what up? It's Best Kept.
It's Still Waters.
Repping that full circle. And you are now tuned into
King Killer,
Kurt Jean,
and E Green
on the Livest Podcast, the Hip Hop Dodgers Show. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
You know this black son of a bitch that's on television?
Yes, sir.
He's been on more than goddamn 17 minutes. They better get his black ass off or I'm going to come up there and take him off.
Sir, we are required to
this. Oh, hell no. This is in the South. This is below the Mason-Dixon line. You don't have to put these black jungle bunnies on TV.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And I'm going to be E Green tonight because I'm off my J.R. Ewing. Little shot of scotch sitting here with me.
Oh, little shot of scotch.
Yeah, little shot of scotch. J.R. Ewing style.
Straight or ice cubes?
Straight.
No O'Shea.
Oh, that's yeah. Right. That's Dallas right there, yo.
It is. And it's funny because the church we went to last week, there was some people at the coffee stand, because it was a coffee stand at this church. And the one girl was saying that her mom named her. I didn't hear what the name was, but she said her mom named her after somebody off of Dallas. And she's like, I don't know what Dallas is. I don't know what they were thinking. And I'm sitting there like, is your name Sue Ellen? Is
Oh, shit. That's what's good. All right, let's get in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Drake reigns supreme over New York City.
Six God.
So your man Drake, who... fans were totally on Dick Ride Blogs all week in a total frenzy because, first off, Summer 16 had a four-night stand in New York City at the Garden, and all the young boys are saying, when did Jay-Z ever have four-night stands? He's better than Jay.
All Summer 16.
He's better than your boy. All right?
My boy, he keeps his shit to the point where he's like, you know what, I just do it when I feel like doing it. Because I know I can sell it out whenever I go.
I'm just telling you, Drake fans is like, move over Hov. He's the king of New York. Four nights in the Garden. Nobody has ever done it. Not Jay. Not nobody. Maybe Stevie Wonder. Maybe Prince. I don't know somebody on that level. But that's no MCs.
Until you're on your own, you can't be like me.
You know what's
me.
Interesting about that is that, no, maybe nobody's done it, but that doesn't mean that nobody couldn't do it. Like, Jay-Z could probably do it if he wanted to.
Right. If he actually wanted to actually do it.
I guess he
but
could.
But it's not a competition like that.
Right. Well, Drake fans, everything he is a competition.
Well, he's all they got.
Well, we'll see about that. But anyway, as Drake reigns supreme, Drake effectively made Hot 97 bow down. Ebro and Rosenberg.
Rosenberg.
Sorry.
Maybe because he's reasoning now.
Hey, I couldn't help it.
With Drake.
I'm sorry. That was just, I couldn't help it. Ebro and Rosenberg half-heartedly tried to defend themselves Tuesday morning, but all but bowed out and kissed Drake's ring that evening.
Some really big rings.
Running down his accolades on air. So, you got to remember, it was either the first night or the second night at the Garden where Drake came out with, like, yo, Funk Master Flex. He didn't come out and say Funk Flex should be fired, but he just, you know, that's what he thinks. Yeah, he intimated get rid of a certain DJ, that type of shit. Then you have Rosenberg, okay, who got on there the next night and was talking about, oh, man, all you Drake stans, you know, basically go to hell. Just because your girl loved Drake and you got to capitulate to your girl, that's not what we do. We running a legitimate business up here. You should have heard Rosenberg, or I should say Reasonberg.
Oh, goodness.
That motherfucker went all the way in. I was getting ready to big him up on the show until a couple nights later.
Uh-oh.
Back it up.
See, them niggas, those niggas is tainted. See, those niggas, they've been tampered with. You know, they're tampered. And it's ridiculous because they have no credibility on that issue. Okay, on the one hand, you want to throw him under the bus, but you know you need him up at your station. You know you need him at your concert series. You know you need his voice on those promos. Speaking of Funk Flex, who spent at least 45 minutes dissing. But according to the Dick Ride blogs, he came up with crickets. So I listened to bits and pieces of it. Swerve, you said you listened to the whole Funk Flex tirade. Yeah.
I listened to all 25 minutes of that joint. All
right.
I had the time to do it, so I was checking it out, and I expected more. And in my humble opinion, it didn't make sense, because if you got all this information,
then put it out.
1 minute you dick riding, and then the next minute you trying to find pieces, and you really wasn't saying much of nothing.
Funkflex is tampered. He's been tampered with.
You can't get me off the dial.
Meek Mill, crickets. People were constantly checking Meek Mill's Twitter feed, which was quiet.
What does he got to do with this, though? I guess they want him to just go in and back anybody that goes against Drake. Is that what they want to do?
I'm just telling you how the Drake stands were just in. I mean, the whole. Think about it. The whole Snoopy dance. Remember we did that. I mean, they were doing the Snoopy dance after the four nights in the garden. But anyway, Meek Mill. This is what he's brought up on the Dick Wright blogs. Crickets.
Okay. But let me ask this, though. Why are we talking about that when we should be saying, why have we not heard no back-to-back nothing to Joey Buttons?
Oh, well, see.
So forget about Flex.
See, the thing of it is that Joe Buttons is rhyming over beats, and Drake will want to sing about it.
Well, Drake has got crickets when it comes to that.
Drake doesn't know that that's not his lane. And he knows that this nigga's probably got about 25 cuts waiting. So there's no reason to even go step into that hornet's nest.
So why are fans not saying nothing about that?
Oh, well.
Because Joe Button doesn't fucking matter. He's nobody.
There you go. There you go.
Nobody. And the only reason that Meek Mill's with somebody because he's with Nicki Minaj.
Right. Right. And they want to have, you sort of like, they want Drake to put his head up on a mantle. Another stuffed guy who won against, what are they calling him? Six God?
The Six God.
I don't know.
Who did he beat, though?
He didn't beat anybody. It's just that he has popular lore on his side now that he actually did something.
He sells a lot of records.
Yeah, he's a pop star, you know?
Right.
Anyway, let's get to the next tampered person in all of this. Because all of these guys have been tampered with. Charlamagne the God, who got used as a big fat tool. Okay? You got Drake, who is not going out to Hot 97. He's not going up to that other station in New York. And Charlamagne got used as a tool, my nigga. He's popping bottles of Drake after the shit. You know what I mean? I mean, it might help his personal brand. People may say, hey, if you're all right with Drake, you're all right with me. You know, his personal situation may get hooked up, but nigga, you just got used, nigga. Get out of the car, bitch.
Damn, bitch.
I'm just telling you.
You extra crazy tonight, ain't you?
No, sir.
Run it.
No,
run it.
Sir. I'm just telling you, yo, that's how Aubrey treat him. That's how Aubrey treat him. Go up there, go to New York, start tampering with niggas, and they all are out on the street. They have no credibility.
This nigga's Iceberg Slim that you calling Drake right now?
Right to certain people.
So basically nowadays, the artist makes the radio. The radio doesn't make the artist. Is that what's happening?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. See, these guys have no credibility because on the one hand, they want to talk about that, oh, fuck that, nigga. You don't know what's good. I grew up with LL, grew up with Wu-Tang, that type of shit. And then in the next minute, gonna have trap niggas up there talking about, yo, track number two on that new Shrem Life is what's good. Nigga, you have no credibility. You've been tampered with, okay? You've been tampered with.
You gotta pay the mortgages, B.
And then so, since you've been tampered with, when Drake come to town, he like, bitch, come here.
Yeah, Drake, that nigga Iceberg Slim.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. To certain cats. He didn't say that to Joey.
Nope.
Okay, you said it right there, Swerve. Very accurate. Okay, Funk Flex has been tampered with. Okay, Meek Mills has been tampered with, even though he ain't got nothing to do with it. He's trying to hold on to the shit he got. Which the only way you could do that, Meek, to be honest with you, is get in the lab and just make some fire.
Well, he said he's going to change his whole style.
Okay. So. Well, we'll see about that.
Right.
Ebro, Rosenberg, They've been tampered with. Charlemagne, he's been tampered with.
Got them six bottles, huh?
Hey, yo.
But like Igwe said, these niggas got to pay their mortgages. And yeah. And if kissing Drake's ass helps pay the mortgage, then that's what they're going to have to do. And if they got to get the fuck out the car and get slapped up a little bit by Drake.
They do.
They're going to take it.
Bitch.
Damn.
I'm just telling you, yo. I mean.
Bitch.
Look, I'm not. Look, this is what I'm saying. Hey, look, it's beyond me to envision Aubrey as that guy. But when you don't have credibility and you've been tampered with, you get turned out.
So is Aubrey on Jay-Z level? Because you remember Jay-Z had that issue with the New York station up there.
Yeah, but you know what? Let's think about that, yo. I guess to a certain extent, maybe Jay was turning niggas out. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Was he?
He was king of New York.
Oh, now I'm not talking about just the king of New York. I'm talking about actually was niggas really not fucking with Jay. Because, see, I remember niggas just always fucking with Jay.
Oh, you mean on the far as the fact like nobody fucks with him. It's either the line of I don't fuck with Drake or I love Drake.
Right, right. I just remember all the New York stations always liking Jay. Always fucking with him, which gave them a certain amount of credibility. Jay didn't have to play the pimp on them. You on the one hand, these guys is going to say some slick shit against Drake, but then when Drake come around and shit, you know what I mean? You know, bitch, where's my money? So that's what I'm saying. And that goes for anybody else. I mean, I think because Aubrey is such a controversial person and deep in their heart, Ebro and everybody else who's has to go back and forth with this nigga, but deep in their heart, they're like, yo, but he's not a fucking MC. He's an incredible pop star. He sings more than he raps. The girls love him and shit, all of that fucking shit. But, son, come on. Well,
because he's a pop star, do you think that and I know Ebro, ain't he the program director?
I don't know
if he still has that job title or not.
Somebody signed his check too, though. But I'm just saying, do you think it might be a mandate from above them?
Oh, of course it can be mandated, and Drake and his people know who to contact that's above their heads to make sure his shit still gets played on the station, to make sure these niggas that's talking all that shit gonna have to do whatever he says anyway.
Moni Love got fired for questioning Young Jeezy, not even sideways, just throwing him a journalistic style question. And she got fired
that day, wasn't it?
Well, shortly thereafter.
Damn right, it wasn't long after.
So this is what I'm saying: whether if it's Charlemagne or Rosenberg or any of them niggas, the first motherfucker could get Drake up at their station, and he figures I don't need the stations. I'm gonna pimp them bitches. Matter of fact, I'm not going up at the stations, but my name stay in a mouth, okay? But I'm not up at the station, but they got to play all my joints. They need me more than I need them.
Wow. That is a very interesting turn of events in the industry.
Well, I mean, you can say what you want. So that has Drake fans really, really just really going, just really happy. I guess for me, only thing I could commit to memory is just that, you know, the only way you're going to settle this, to be honest with you, is after Drake falls off. After that day comes, after he falls off. And there's a couple of ways he's going to fall off in his records first, and then the myth of him has to fall off. See, that's where we're at with Jay right now. Jay Records is falling off. His record career, I believe, is over with.
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, nigga, get the fuck out of here. Motherfuckers are saying Jay is doing a whole fucking LP with Wifey. Come on, son. His recording career is over. Oh, yeah, he gonna get the streaming equivalents. Yeah, everybody can get that. You know?
More like Acer.
So, you know what I mean? So,
I don't know. They starting to spin that joint heavy that he got with Khaled. They spinning that one heavy.
I think Jay music career is over, but now the myth of Jay is still intact. Jay as the myth, Jay as the person out there who could call Obama when he wanna. That type of thing. So And to round out that whole Drake situation, Mr. Merv, who was not buying any of it, said, who are the Jamaican Caribbean artists who don't give you a pass with that Jamaican shit? That singer Snow is more Caribbean than Drake, and that's saying a lot.
He went on a mini rant.
Man, Mr. Merv, you can check that out on our Twitter page, went in so heavy. And I give him a lot of credibility because, see, he's from up there.
Yep.
He's from up there. He sees how manufactured this is.
And if you hate that other joint that you was talking about with the Caribbean shit, wait till you hear Controller, nigga.
Nigga, I've heard Controller.
Well, okay, then.
What I'm saying is that, again,
if you think One Dance is bad.
B.
But women love it, though.
Oh, my goodness gracious, son. I'm just telling you, it's massive, my nigga. It's absolutely massive.
That's the sound, like I said, B. That is the sound. That's pop sound right now. That Caribbean sound, that dance hall vibe is pop sound right now.
And you know what, Dad?
Paul is back out. He got a joint with Sia and whoever. They done broke him out again. Sean Paul is hot again.
So, look, and I'm going to let the purveyors of that Caribbean situation deal with that. The point I'm going to deal with is that, again, trust me when I tell you, son, trust me when I tell you that his legacy, once he falls off, once the run is over, the legacy is not as spotless as you may think it be to be. And that goes to all Drake, you know, fans and everybody else who's standing on a corner with a short skirt on for that nigga.
All they're going to say is check the numbers.
He's got a lot of streaming equivalents.
He's got the numbers. He's got all these number ones. He's got all these awards, man, and all this shit. They're going to say, look at that.
He got a lot of stuff too, didn't he?
They're going to pile that up against anybody you want to name.
DJ Khaled got streaming equivalents, my nigga.
And he Drake fucking for free.
So, there you go. That's what's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Rest in Paradise to John Saunders.
Yeah, no doubt.
Can you believe it?
Yo, man, that was crazy when I saw that.
I was like, man.
Yo.
Sports reporter's not going to be the same.
Yo, that's what I was just saying, yo. Saunders joined ESPN in 1986. He was the host of the Sports Reporter, starting with the death of Dick Schaap. And I remember when Dick Schaap died, and I was like, oh, my God, who's going to take over the Sports Reporters? But your boy John Saunders came in so lovely.
Yeah, he held it down.
Yo, he held it down 1,000. So, he did NFL broadcast. He did hockey broadcast. He was from Canada and played hockey. As a matter of fact, he hosted ABC's coverage of baseball in America. He did NBA games. I mean, he was the consummate professional college football sports center.
Always liked his final thoughts too. Almost always.
Oh, I'm telling you.
He went in.
Yes.
That was my favorite part of that show, was all the final thoughts.
Yeah, no doubt. So, John Saunders, yo, it was a shock. I just, yo, rest, it, you know, big, big, big rest in paradise. Actually, his daughter, who actually had a thought, said that comforted her and said that her dad is in heaven with Dick Vitale and Stuart Scott smoking stogies and drinking cognac.
Dick Vitale?
No, I mean, not Dick Vitale. Jim Valvano.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
There's a speakeasy in heaven?
Yo.
Well, might be one in the corner. Somebody throwing dice and everything.
Yeah, I'm just saying. She was just saying because him and Valvano was real tight, and him and Stuart Scott was real tight. He said they in heaven, them three doing what they do. So,
what I remember is that everybody that was on the show after he died was almost in tears.
Oh, yes.
Because that's the type of effect he had on these people. Like, he was always had everybody's back. They was like, man, they just loved him so much. So you could tell the effect he had on people, that it was just real and genuine.
No doubt. I mean, a lot of the younger guys up there were saying, you know, he was like my dad. You know what I mean? Somebody I went to, sat in his office, got life advice. So, wow, that's a big one, you know? So we honor Mr. John Saunders. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, this is for you, Swervin. Oh, E. Green, Cognac the Night.
Cognac Greening.
Michael Jordan to put up $5 million for the African American Museum in Washington, D.C. It's almost finished, by the way. The NBA legend made headlines for giving $5 million to said museum being built in Washington, D.C., down on the mall. Those of you who are local, you know what's good with that. He also donated a jersey he wore during the 1996 NBA Finals, as well as other artifacts. As a reward for his donation, the museum hall will be named in his honor, the Michael Jordan Hall. The space will house other artifacts, that I already say that. Oh, and as well as other African-American athletes, Althea Gibson, Jesse Owens, all of that type of thing. You know, that all things going to be in the hall. It's your boy.
Yep, and guess what? I ain't got nothing bad to say about that.
Oh, man, I thought you was going to come sideways.
Nah, I got nothing bad to say about that.
You can only applaud
I might get in trouble for saying what I'm about to say.
Oh, whoa.
But I ain't got nothing bad to say about that. When you got Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, or any of them people donating money to support the African-American museum, which is right down the street from a billion-dollar Jewish Holocaust museum, I ain't mad.
Well, I mean, certainly it has to be Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, the aforementioned Jay-Z. All of them people need to be ponying up $1 million at a minimum for that.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what the donor list is. I meant to see if I could find that and look that up. I'm sure that's public knowledge of what the donor list is. $5 million seems like a pretty hefty sum. Now, that museum is almost done. They're going to name the whole hall after Jordan.
Opens up on my birthday.
You know what I mean? Oh, does it?
September 23rd. Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. Yeah, I hope to take my mother down there to see that along with MLK. She hasn't seen any of that yet.
No doubt. So, and speaking of mothers, I just want to put a shout out there. My mom's birthday just passed. And speaking of all that stuff, one of the proudest moments was to be able to take my mom to the White House when President Barack Obama was in there. We didn't get to meet him, obviously, but to be in there and to have my mom, who grew up in the 50s and 60s, to be able to do that is one of the most special moments in my life. So shout out to my mom's happy birthday.
Indeed.
For real.
Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, I want to give a big, big shout out since we're in the sports realm. Big, this is big, yo, to the two ladies during the Olympics, Simone Manuel and Simone Biles, doing it big. The two African-American young ladies. Simone Biles has been the most impressive Olympic gymnastics this year, helping the American team dominate the competition en route to their second gold in as many years. And she also won gold in the all-around individual floor thing, exercise they do. Just dominating. Yo, if you ain't seen this girl.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
Oh, my
God.
Yo, she floats. I mean, she just stays in the air for, like, forever.
Damn, they're levitating.
You know what I mean? And she's incredible.
That's called years and years and years of practice.
I remember when they said black bodies can't do gymnastics, my nigga.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Kurt, it ain't like all them Olympians don't be practicing for years and years.
I'm just saying that's called years and years and years of practice.
That is
work.
That's God-given talent, though.
Right.
Of course. You got
to
have
it. To work, too. It ain't just God-given. She's actually put it to work.
No doubt.
I was watching Lenny Cook the other day. He had some God-given talent, too, but he never made it to the NBA.
Well, hey. And the second lady, Simone, both of them named Simone. You can look at that symmetry. Simone Manuel won silver as part of the relay team and then tied for gold, her and a Canadian woman, on the 100-meter freestyle in the pool, becoming the first African-American woman to win any medal in the Olympics in the pool.
That's amazing, too.
Okay, so that lets you know right there that the old African-Americans can't float. I mean, yo, I'm just saying, those are the stereotypes. Come on.
You just run fast.
Come on. Yeah, you spear chucking, that type of shit.
Jigaboos.
You're right.
360-degree basketball dunking.
Get your slice of pizza and get the fuck out of here.
So
do the right thing.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, those two young ladies should be applauded like nobody's business. You know what I mean? Because they are representing to the fullest, well-spoken, well-read, the whole thing. You know what I mean? Just the work and the dedication they put in. We on the Hip Hop Digest are going, I got to get them a golf clap.
There it is.
All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is T.I.'s restaurant scales 925 served with an eviction notice this week, reportedly owing $1 million in rent. Sir, this ain't even like the fifth time we done talked about T.I.'s finances, from cable bills on up. T.I., according to his lawyer, was left in the dark about the restaurant business. A lawsuit filed against the rapper and his partner by the employees July 12th. The employees are suing, saying they're owed more than $50,000 in back pay. And said that the manager...
That's where I'm going. Like, what the fuck? Nigga, you ain't paying me. I'm out.
And said that the manager that was taking money off the top, and they were forced to work overtime on top of that. A T.I.'s business
overtime
partner...
Overtime without a check, nigga? Somebody gonna come up off their ass off some paper. I don't give a fuck. You gotta take out the register, my nigga.
T.I.'s business partner is a gentleman by the name of Charles Hughes, who T.I. is saying he was in charge of that whole business situation. I just put up the money. I didn't really know what was going on. This ain't even, like I said, this is like the fourth, maybe fifth time we done talked about T.I.'s finances. I know you swerving was giving him a pass talking about T.I. ain't paying no cable bills. Son,
to me, I think this is the matter of T.I. trusting niggas to do what they do and not checking on them.
I agree.
He's victim of this shit.
He's guilty of that.
He's guilty of it. Put it that way. Yeah. Not a victim. He's guilty.
Right.
Because he did it with the cable bill, like you said. And now he's doing it with this, where he's trusting other motherfuckers to do what they're supposed to do, and they're not doing it. And you ain't checking on these niggas.
$1 million in rent?
Because niggas ain't.
That can happen real fast.
Quickly. Because who knows how high the rent is. If that rent's like fucking $15,000 a month, $20,000 a month, that's going to cost you. It's going to go up real quick.
The restaurant itself has been a source of bad luck. Since opening in April of 2015, former NBA player Glenn Rice was shot outside of the location.
Damn.
T.I. for himself says, I've been busy with other ventures besides preparing his new album. I guess it's called The Dime Trap.
He had to throw that in there, didn't he?
Yeah. T.I. is also working on opening a new strip club in Atlanta.
I bet you going to check on that motherfucker, huh?
You see. We're going to see how successful that is.
Make sure he in there sweeping at least. Getting that money above the floor.
Can I tell you about my last trip to Atlanta?
Oh, go ahead. What's good?
So me and Shorty went to the strip club. I ain't going to say which one.
Oh, okay.
I was accosted, my nigga.
What do you mean you was accosted?
I was accosted. I was more than searched. Three consecutive times in the line. Like, when I say search, do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
They're making sure you ain't bringing
in my
nothing
nut
in there.
Sack, like, for real.
Word?
But I was like, damn, dude, just jerk me. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what was you doing? Did you have money boulders with you?
Did I have money boulders with me?
Yeah.
Boulders, my
boulders.
Nigga.
Did you have blocks. Money boulders with you?
Nigga, I had like $20 talked about.
Oh, nigga, you was in there 2 seconds and you was back out.
Oh, we got kicked out anyway, but that's a long story. But
nigga, anyway. You got to buy drinks, my nigga, and keep buying drinks.
Somebody bumped into my girl and the drink spilled, and they looking at us like we was going to pay for that. And then we got kicked out for not paying it.
Oh, sure, you're right.
I'm not going to say which club it was, but... But yeah, it was crazy. So if he's doing that, see, the point I'm making is... They take a lot more care of their business in the strip club than they do in the restaurant, apparently.
Oh, okay. That's
of course.
That's what's good. All right. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest, shout out to T.I. I don't know what you're doing with your money. I wonder if he's going to file for bankruptcy one day.
Might not have to.
Okay. I'm just wondering about that. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest, I love this next topic. It's incredible. This is 50, meaning 50 Cent, started a new video series called Verses, based around the concept of rappers spitting their favorite verse from all time, or at least what they consider to be their favorite verse from other MCs. Nothing fancy, just a flat out cool concept. Fittingly, the first episode features 50 Cent of course, being a Queens guy, 50 Cent chooses his boy Nas's verse from The Message off the LP It Was Written. So that's just 50 just getting up there, no music, no props, no nothing, none of that shit, and just spitting the verse from the cut, what was the cut? The Message from Nas off the It Was Written LP. So now that was just the first. I don't know who he's going to have up there. I think it's incredible. This is the pro leagues, my nigga. Okay. There's no amateurs going to be allowed up there. Now, of course, Ray Shremmert could memorize an Outkast verse and show up there.
Now, see, that's what I'm getting ready to go with. Okay. I was going to say, that's not big time. Because all you got to do is remember that shit. And don't forget 50 is an actor.
We talking also, about TV. Could be a telephone.
He can just remember a verse and just go in and say it.
But see, when you're dealing with youth that can't even rhyme.
But if you know you're going to be on that show.
If you can't even rhyme just a couple of bars.
You're going to go ahead and do that.
I'm just saying. We've seen people on national TV flub verses, my nigga. See, that's why I thought this was almost ingenious by 50. Because all it is exactly what it is. It's called verses. So what you want to do is take a case in point. I saw another video when DMX first met Rakim for the first time. First of all, DMX went nuts. And then right after he met him, DMX went in on Microphone Fiend and damn near spit the whole record right there on spec.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an incredible watch if you want to watch that. He hit that shit.
Yeah, he did.
He knows them verses.
So he knows them verses. So that's what I'm saying. This is the pro
league.
Well,
shit, niggas like us, we know a lot of verses.
Well,
and
it's funny.
We listen to a lot of that. A lot of shit, so we know a lot of the verses.
I was going
to
say, we know verses, but I mean, I'm not a rapper.
No, we're not a rapper.
But I know some verses. I mean, it's like, I was just thinking about that. Some verses, obviously, for me, would be Flavor Flav's part on Mega Blast.
Wow.
Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. Just give me just one more hit. I'm not going to sing the verse. I can sing it, but I love that verse. You know, I can think of Kool Keith on, I can think of Kool Keith and Say G's verses on Ego Tripping.
Yeah.
I love those verses. You know, I'm way underground when it comes to that shit like that. I think if somebody invited me to get on a joint just to say a verse, I think I probably would say the verse. I think the second verse from Grandmaster Flash is The Message. I love that verse.
Okay. Yeah, I hit some main source looking at the front door.
Yeah, me, anything Rakim pretty much from the first, second album, I could probably spit it.
So, yeah, I mean, this is pro leagues, yo. And it's pro leagues because right now, popular young MCs, either they're not even considering themselves an MC, and if you're not, you shouldn't be a part of this. And if you are, even if you're calling yourself a rapper, forget about an MC, even if you're calling yourself a rapper, and you happen to be around 50, and he got his cameras, and he's like, yo, get on verses. And he hit you on spec. Ooh.
Now that's where you're going. That's where the challenge comes in. Now, if he's actually going to walk up on rappers out the blue and say spit a verse, now you got a challenge.
But it's
now if
it's
you just invite them
verse.
To I'm saying not their verse. I'm saying spit their favorite verse. Now you got the challenge goes in. Now you can say this nigga he didn't have time to practice this shit and actually come on here and do it.
Mm.
You just walk up on a nigga and be like, do it.
It's almost the same, but
it's probably some web shit.
Oh, okay, that's different.
Yeah, it's some web shit. But that's what I'm saying. You got guys. In the case of a couple of recent video award shows, okay, who had time. This ain't even 50 in his own personal camera. This is guys getting paid. They couldn't even pull the verse off. They couldn't pull the Tribe Called Quest.
I don't know if they got paid.
They couldn't pull the Biggie. I mean, hey, I'm just saying. Right now that's pro league.
Now, for 50, to me, to make this shit legitimate, you can't be walking up on none of these dumb niggas.
Oh,
I'm just saying straight up and asking them to do it because unless he's trying to make this into a clown fest, you know what I'm saying? For niggas to have something to make memes out of and shit. Other than that, I don't see why would you even run up on some of these niggas and ask them to do it.
Okay, so what if, let's take your average dumb MC, and I'm not going to say any names, but there's a million of them. And they say, skirt, you know skirt. What? So exactly, any of them skirt niggas.
Skirt, skirt.
Motherfuckers with skinny jeans and shit. Look like a walking dandelion and shit. So
it's stockings. The jeans look like stockings.
Yo, I'm just telling you, yo. I ain't even gonna front, yo. I seen a motherfucker, yo. This nigga look like a walking dandelion, yo. Because he had his big ass yellow hat on. And his whole fucking body just looked like a, just like a, you know, the stem on a dandelion, my nigga.
Extra tight.
So anyway, any of these dumb niggas, and they got time to practice the verse, and they come up there and hit it. What do you think about that?
Practice the verse? I say at least half of them probably could come off if they got time to practice this shit, knowing that this is what they got to do.
Yeah, but I'm just saying most of them aren't even going to take the time to do that. That's why I think I would even give the guy, dumb niggas, credit, because most of them aren't even going to take the time to do it. Fuck 50. I ain't doing that shit. So they not even gonna do it. If a dumb nigga show up there and he took the time, whether if it's Ghetto Boys or Outkast, even they could stay in the South or whatever, I don't care. But any of them dumb niggas, any of them intelligent, ignorant niggas, I'll give them credit for that, because at least they took the time.
I don't know. I don't know where 50 is such a asshole. And he, you don't know what angle he's taking with this shit.
Me, I don't. It didn't,
so I don't know.
I don't think he's going to run. I don't think it was set up to run up on niggas. Yo, nigga, spit Jay-Z's verse off of, anything. Hard Knock Life.
To me, that would make it more interesting.
Oh, it would.
To actually just run up on niggas. But I'm saying don't run up on none of these dumb niggas. Don't run up on none of them with that camera. Roll up on niggas like Cameron or somebody. Although him and Cameron probably still got beef. But roll up on a motherfucker like that and ask him to spit some shit.
I seen them niggas laughing and hugging the other day.
Oh, that's a good thing then. That's always nice to see.
Yeah.
Need to see him and Game hug it out.
No, I'm talking about Cam too.
I'm talking about him and Game need to hug it out.
Well, yeah, I guess they still got beef. Who knows? But so, yeah, I when I seen that, yo, I was like, yo, that could be an incredible concept. Now, like you said, 50, he could probably fuck it up.
You know he's a clown, B. You know he'll take that angle in a minute.
All right, so that's what's up. Yo, I heard you talking about, because I'm out of topics, but I did hear you talking about the governor, George J. He wrote something in?
Oh, B, you trying to get the bust out, because I thought you read that. It's a... I mean, I can pull it up on here and read. It's a long...
I just surmised it. I wasn't trying to pull the bus out on you, son.
Oh, basically, just a kind of comment on what we were talking about, these young boys and the hating and who is responsible for, you know, keeping the flame lit and so on and so on.
I'm not hating on these young boys. You know what? It comes off like I'm hating on these young boys.
Oh, but nigga, you hating.
No, I'm not. Really?
You may not be personally thinking that you're hating, but... the perception is.
Give me
that you're
okay.
Hating,
see,
nigga.
Now you said the right word, perception.
Yeah, perception is a lot of people's reality, though.
Exactly, perception is always the reality.
Because I thought I'm very careful to say that again. You know, I'm glad these young guys are paid. I don't really have a problem, you know, with people like Ray Schremer or any of these other niggas who say skirt, skirt,
skirt, skirt.
You know, in their songs 100 times. But they are not first class MCs. They may not even want to be first class MC. My challenge to them, and I'm going to continue to say it, I say I'm going to have to say this on every show, okay, is to separate yourself from hip hop. Matter of fact, I think it is such a terrible stereotype, because they are happen to be black and male, they're rap. You would never do that to white folks and the white kids. Even the white kids are rapping.
G-Eazy, son. G-Eazy, not rappers. He ain't doing trap, son. G-Eazy.
Hey, I'm just saying. Whether G-Eazy or Lil Dicky, I done seen his ass on a national TV campaign selling hamburgers, my nigga. So, hey, I'm just telling you. I think it's kind of disrespectful. It's disrespectful to the culture that you just going to automatically just assume that you got some motherfucker who's standing in front of a microphone making animal sounds. Oh, he's a rapper. Exactly. Nah, B, I'm not fucking with that. So is that hating? Is that not fucking with them? I mean, I'm not fucking with them trying to get over, trying to, nah, nigga, rap done changed, nigga. Rap, I don't have to spit a code 16 if I can just go up there and make animal sounds over a trap beat and it's turnt. You know who I'm talking about. There's no need to reveal names in this situation.
That's what we do, though, nigga.
What I'm saying is swerving. I mean, help me out here.
No, I don't think you're... I mean, you know, again, if somebody perceives that you're hating, then you're hating.
You're hating, but, no matter what.
Okay.
Because I know you, and because I know it's more than just that lovable word that we call hate, I know that it's actually your love for the culture, and it's also your opinion on those people who make that kind of art. And yes, I said that kind of art. Because there are people that like it. There, I mean, I said it a million times. There's a bunch of artists that are very rich that I ain't never paid for none of their stuff. You know what I'm saying? So am I going to be mad at them and whatever? No, I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm not buying their work. You know what I'm saying? So
look, I love the fact that, I'm going to be honest with you, I love the fact that all these little young guys are making a living doing what they do. I can appreciate that. And I understand how hard it is to make a living. So if you're making a living on your personality and the swag that you got on stage and your magnetic personality, you know, that's cool. We have standards here in hip hop. And when you don't meet the standard or the criteria, then I don't want you to be considered. Like I said, it's almost to me, it's like a stereotype now. All these guys are considered rappers largely just to be able to put them in a category. I know this. You know, they could care less as long as they get paid. I'm saying that we have standards here. You don't belong in this category. I don't care what the fuck Sprite is telling niggas.
Right.
Skirt, skirt.
You know, so I see I'm going to have to say that on every show.
You know, we might get a new listener every now and then to hear you.
We might. So anyway, before we forget about it, you know how we get down. It's Kurt G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week, we got Jigmaster's Resurgence. That's Jigmaster's Resurgence.
Oh, my. Is that the DJ Spinner in them?
Jigmaster's.
Oh.
Resurgence. And then we got Copyright.
Oh, Blood. I haven't heard anything from him in a minute.
That's Copyright, Bloodbath, and Beyond. Copyright, Bloodbath, and Beyond.
Hey, you're going to get in trouble.
Don't get in trouble. Alright, and then the instrumental joint is S. Zabarov. I'm fucking his name up. Eli Zabarov and Adlib Swayze. Secondhand Smoke. I'm not even going to say his first name anymore. His last name, S. and Adlib Swayze.
You're
Secondhand
all
Smoke.
Fucked up.
I'm all fucked up. It's Eliza Rob, I guess.
You're all fucked up.
But the fucking beats is crazy on that shit. Instrumental.
All right. That's good. Swerving.
Yes, sir.
What's the report from the left coast?
It's all lovely out here, except the way people drive, B.
People can't drive out of the west?
Man, it is fucking crazy out here driving. I am not going to lie. On my few visits over the years and working out here and coming back East Coast, I was thinking, yo, it's cool out here. But the way people drive, B, is insane. insane.
All right, that was good.
But at the West Coast is cool with me.
All right, that was good. All right, then, I guess we'll see y'all next week. Holla.
Yeah, we'll see those comments and ratings.
Oh, that's right. You're back on your begging strips.
All
right.
Back on it.
Then do what E-Color says. All you got to do is click a button and make a comment. It's so easy.
That's right. Tell this nigga he hating so much back here.
Yo, no doubt. We do get an occasional letter. It's like, you fucks. I hate the Hip Hop Digest. We get those letters every now and then.
And we don't mind.
Nah,
the
actually,
worst podcast ever.
Yeah.
We don't take it personally.
I actually like to read that shit, too, live on the air. So, all right, next week then. Peace.
Peace.
One.
Through the levels of the school, and now I'm headed to the top. Don't need me crucial. I ain't joining in the armed force. horses. My homies drop it like the armed forces. And every time I see a rapper, I just think corpses. Only rock a certain Nike, I don't never force it. You niggas softer than the patches of some lily orchards. And I should walk on rose petals like a king coming. Peace, I swear all my life, I don't fuck to get it. Life up in this pen, I guess the dark fight is my living. Driver put up the partition, I got 25 more minutes. I got lighters on my dresser, let me spark on, go and get it. Smoking up my blessings just to buy another bag. Cause all I see is space and time like it's all we ever had. Ain't no space up in these Nikes, ain't no room in it. Remember taking hand-me-down to make a cool fit. Now it's all white up in the AC, call it cool whipping. And I swear they cutting up these haters makes a huge difference. I done ran 1,000 miles, I think my feet bleeding. But these Nikes built to last like I'm for a fleet. But my timing is impeccable, bars like correctional. Fucks you get for free, the rest is extra like terrestrial. With all the draw smoke, it's kinda hard to keep the schedule. Yet my vision's clear, success is burning to my retina. See, I done made it through the levels of the school line. And now I'm headed to the top, don't need recruit shine. I ain't joining in the armed forces. My homies strapped it like the armed forces. And every time I see a rapper, I just think corpses. Only rock a certain Nike, I don't never force it. You niggas softer than the patches of some lily orchards. And I should walk on rose petals like a king coming. Peace out. They heard my name, but they ain't know that a king was coming.
Loose leg nigga, I told you one day to mean something.
They ain't believe that I would fall on my feet running. But it's like my life is like a marching band, I keep drumming. Bet against me, you'll leave with nothing. I remember top ramen noodles or nothing.
I remember those days.
You wasn't there while you judging. Now they want him and need him. I remember all them times when they didn't even see him. Then they used him till he was poor and they seen him on the streets and they wouldn't even feed him.
But I don't live with no crutches, dog. I take the pain with no crutches, bro. Cause I can have it all today and lose it all tomorrow.
See, I done made it through the levels of the school line. And now I'm headed to the top, don't need recruit shine. I ain't joining in the armed forces. My homies strapped it like the armed forces. And every time I see a rapper, I just think corpses. Only rock a certain Nike, I don't never force it. You niggas softer than the patches of some lily orchards. And I should walk on rose petals like a king coming. Peace out.
See the frustration in your eyes, we come through with some Batman lyrics. One time we're done, you.
The penthouse door, the top of the floors, tip of the iceberg, man, come knock on our doors. We will step to your neck, man, just out of respect. Better run for the border and check me vets. The penthouse door, the top of the floors, tip of the iceberg, man, come knock on our doors. We will step to your neck, man, just out of respect. Better run for the border and check me vets.
I ain't trying to be a pop star, nor pop tops off cars. End of the night, I'm trying to unsnap y'all bras. The head is not right, no need for you to drop your drawers. It's not your fault, the way you were raised. Can't get smarter from a bird giving you brains. Things was never the same after the Twin Towers fell. Now I spend hours, well, more time with the seed instead of just now and then. I power blend of herbs, haze, and drove.
amazing flow, about to play cocaine and blow. Stepped up, my amateur status became a pro. Drain Merlot, down to the pit of my stomach, I'm living, I love it. Treat my dreams like the heavens, but nothing above it. And if you stepping on my ones, I open the oven and expose you to the heat. Claiming that you're so street, so sweet. Tend the morsel, don't let that fifth toss you. That's what the price of a riff costs you. Twist your upper torso, make life divorce you. It's unpleasant when you see what I've seen in my lifetime. That's the reason why I write rhymes.
The penthouse, dog, the top of the floors. Tip of the iceberg, man, come knock on our doors. We will step to your neck, man, just out of respect. Better run for the border and check me vets. The penthouse, dog, the top of the floors. Tip of the iceberg, man, come knock on our doors. We will step to your neck, man, just out of respect. Better run for the border and check me vets.
Yeah, yeah. This is your man, Proverb the Wise, from USA, teaming up with Soul Made, and we about to hit you guys. Fake thug, no love. You claim to have a goon squad. Your style is so scripted I can read it from cue cards. Materialistic, you only focus on new cars. Focus your attention with your eyes on these new stars. Constantly I have to make goals. Crossing a bridge where I have to pay tolls. Not asking for a handout, but it's hard to stand out. Competing with the likes of Drake and J. Cole. It could be worse. I could be a child in a desert, dying of thirst for what it's worth. Or a war veteran, struggling to make it to his feet, asking Pete's for something to eat. He needs more medicine, the aid is overdue. People in the street don't focus on promoting you. Instead they do research and expose you. An average Joe, now I think like the pros do.
For all the jealous motherfuckers trying to bring the rock,
take a walk. Real skills and never die.
For all the jealous motherfuckers trying to bring the rock,
take a walk. Before you leave the phone, stay on stage.
Real skills. For all the jealous motherfuckers trying to bring the rock.
Yo, I'm an 80s baby, 90s child, crazy, maybe kinda wild. That's the way they made me now, till the day they lay me down. I'm just like you in reality, maneuvering through all the obstacles and legalities. Trying not to catch a court case or fatality, cause people like me don't get off on no technicalities. It's plain and simple, the life that I grew up in, you expect people to die, go to jail, or become nothing but. You can see that we got so much potential. Whether you go to college or you rhyme on instrumentals, I did both and stay close to faith in hopes that they know that with growth there is a place to go. So take notes, cause this life that we live ain't a burden, it's a blessing till we rightfully win. And I'm gone. We just some average yo's with extraordinary flows. You hear the verses and the hook and you already know. We uncanny like the X-Men. Wanna test, then I hope that you are ready to invest in. We just some average yo's with extraordinary flows. You hear the verses and the hook and you already know. We uncanny like the X-Men.
Yo.
If you wanna test, then
yo.
I hope that you are ready
yo.
To invest
yo.
In.
I think of myself as a little different. Hit the stew, lay the verse, spit it till the cross made it burst. The hunger is real, my lungs been ill. They can't get rid of me like the fungus and eels. Yo, had to prove my word, give them bars that move the earth. Only you deferred, chose to focus on what sold the song. So go on with that, we're on this rap. Storms the map, responses packed, bring conscious tracks. Music that moves you, lyrically brutal. My competition futile, my fear is my lyrics might lose you. Who am I? M to the D, O to the T. The poet in me just flow to the beat. I know no defeat. Let the records talk, my rhymes affect your heart. Respect the eye, my mind's designed with the separate parts. Different average Joe, something ordinary. M dot proverb rev, bring the chorus medley.
We just some average Joes with extraordinary flows. You hear the verses and the hook and you already know. We uncanny like the X-Men. If you wanna test, then I hope that you are ready to invest in. We just some average Joes with extraordinary flows. You hear the verses and the hook and you already know. We uncanny like the X-Men. If you wanna test, then I hope that you are ready to invest in.
All the jealous motherfuckers trying to bring the rock.
Take a walk.
Real skills and never die.
For all the jealous motherfuckers trying to
I suntan, burn him if the heat be poison. If the gun jam, turban and the peace be voice. Never loved Jim flirting with the one-man version. Son of Sam lurking out in East Detroit. So play offense, we courtside like Spike Lee. I give an MCA Mike D my heavy metal light speed. I'm crack rock, punk, grab Glock, shit, add rockin'. I'm the one-man version of the Beastie Boys. Shit, one damn sermon of the heat we hoist. Don't need you suntan burning like when the priest see boys. Even nuns damn cursing underneath they voice. Shit, they rugs, lamp curtains, and they seats be moist. Ha, jump man, personal routine, catch defeat for your jump mans, turn them from your feet. Your dogs catch barking, sleep with toys. My dogs catch charges, easy boy. Plus sleep with toys, but beats beastly. No need for roids, self-made but the least employed. Smoking weed's a joy, can't wait to tell both probation officers fuck you and police the toys. I'm a one-time felon, you pussies like got a gun. I'm telling my butcher knife leaf once I'm smelling. You look alike, so I'm frontline shelling. I'm cooking like it was lunchtime, Reverend. This is punchline heaven. Gun up to serve you, then dump my weapon. One up your murder, a 197. Come, try, stepping. I'll leave you in the sunshine, sweating. Somewhere near where they dump toxic waste. My pump wash your face with your bloodline reminiscing. Listen, that, listen, this is fact. Bitches lick his sack if and when he snaps.
I do what I wanna do. I don't need your permission. Swear to God, man, I'm living. Cooking up in my kitchen. Remember times was hard, but then I had to take charge. Stayed up on my job, and now I'm like, fuck y'all. Man, I'm just chilling with my bros, lighting my drone, thankful I'm living. Now I'm older, man, I get it. Young homie really dodged prison. Remember times was hard, but then I had to take charge. Stayed up on my job, and now I'm like, fuck y'all.
Yo, yo. Jay Swiffer brought the flame with him. If my aim missing, shit, I ain't tripping. Cause I bang with the aim that maim all your lames. In my lane with my name, so tame all your dames. I ain't came for that platinum, I came for that adamantium champion. Hand me an ambient, can't be him, why can't it? Cause I'm titanic, gigantic size, and it's my planet. Why panic? I've landed, that's all you need to know. Try Janet, cause I don't need control. Time bandit, I know you seen the boat. Well, I ain't leaving till the beat is killed, the speakers blow. Swing low, sweet chariot, the beat marry it. Divorce it, the leap carry it, the orphans. Beat carrying the torch in the heat, very lit the scorch it. Leave Mary Nick the portion. The Rolex too, the two houses. If you're king, I'm the prince. The score two blouses, new outfits. Move out the house, bitch. You move out the couch, two houses down, bitch. Who pound for pound, give hip. Hot mouth to mouth lift. Shit, I'm saving rat through Jesus, my favorite tattoo. None souls bless a snub nose when I'm aiming at you.
I do what I wanna do. I don't need your permission. Swear to God, man, I'm living. Cooking up in my kitchen. Remember times was hard, but then I had to take charge. Stayed up on my job, and now I'm like, fuck y'all. Man, I'm just chilling with my bros, lighting my drone, thankful I'm living. Now I'm older, man, I get it. Young homie really dodged prison. Remember times was hard, but then I had to take charge. Stayed up on my job, and now I'm like, fuck y'all.
I put in more than a little time here. Hit the scene, lit it like it was Times Square. Ironic how the delivery so well done, but at the same time rare. Stakes hella, how hella if I can't tell a lie. I'm honest like my grandmama's mom here. So follow all your dreams, ain't thinking what it seems. Miss fat, booted brown, boots and blonde hair. She trying to stroke the genius for my stroke the genius. She kinda understands it like broken English. But the flow so seamless, she just knows we're cleanest. Appreciate the recognition, least is recognition. Least it leads to peace and less division. We ain't get the mention, we ain't get permission. Beast on A, peace to you, respect the vision. We always feast on what we see, please don't forget to listen. New adages, heard this word average. I don't know what that shit is, I'ma need a definition. Yeah, generate revenue, repetition. Yeah, kill and destroy with the best intention. The paperwork accompanies the handshake. So if it ain't money talk, bitch, I can't translate. In Columbus, I'm fly, in Atlanta, I'm fly. Bring a horn of turkey, bacon, and a pancake. So shut that fuck up, it's a mandate. In 16, my city influenced the landscape. Steering the ships on me, ladies' lips on me. You need more stamps in your passport to trip on me. Should ever limp on me. See, when you do the magic, you get sophisticated. Super magic, you get juiced for rapture. Let loose the ratchet till Jesus takes the will. We the dukes of hazard.
I do what I wanna do. I don't need your permission. Swear to God, man, I'm living. Cooking up in my kitchen. Remember times was hard, but then I had to take charge. Stayed up on my job,
And now I'm like, fuck y'all. Man, I'm just chilling with my bros, lighting my troll, thankful I'm living. Now I'm older, man, I get it. Young homie really dodged prison. Remember times was hard, but then I had to take charge. Stayed up on my job, and now I'm like, fuck y'all.
We're the disco king of the Bronx and Queens
and all throughout Manhattan.
Cause if it's sounds what you hear, it's death to your ear.
It's Brooklyn's best just rapping.
So in the place to be, high fidelity,
we're gonna make it
worth your while. So just grab you a freak to the funky beat
as we go all Brooklyn style.
It's a masterpiece, so when you're free with us, it's a definite must. You better hop on the train or take the bus. But if you miss your train, don't feel bad. Come out your pocket and catch your cab. Catch your cab.
Down by low.
Oh.